This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Tessender Low Curley. I'm Mark Magnuson. With the current administration in Washington, D.C. attempting to rework more favorable trade deals with international partners, producers have had to show patience. In some cases, they have had to endure short-term pain in hopes of long-term gain. We will hear more with Kent Backus of the NCBA next.
To Senator Low Curley, Manager of Agronomy, Zach Ogles tells us what their products Thiosol and KTS can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
Kent Backus, the Executive Director of Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that while NCBA appreciates the intent behind the current administration's trade efforts, producers are hopeful of seeing results soon.
I think what we'd really like to see, though, is some of those planes landed. We'd like to see some of those deals kick in and give our producers the opportunity. Because in the middle of all of this, we also had China shut us out of the market entirely. Yep. And that was before all the tariff escalation started. That was just them being bad trade partners and not fulfilling their responsibilities in the Phase 1 agreement. And so because of that, that's a $1.4 billion market that we don't have access to anymore. And that hits every segment of our industry.
United States beef remains on the outside looking in with China as the nation continues to block U.S. beef from entering the Chinese market.
You look at the losses in the processing sector due to China alone, it's pretty significant. And it's not just the big four. It's a lot of the small and mid-sized operations or processors that were eligible to ship to China. Mm-hmm. That was going to be a good way to really build that profit margin and honestly support a section of the processing sector that we wanted to see more of. We didn't want to see more hooks in the bigger plants. We wanted to see more hooks in regional areas. And without that extra opportunity, it's going to be harder for them to stay in business. For our cow-calf producers, for our feeders, they're seeing this hurt too because the Chinese eat a whole lot of the cuts that we just can't sell domestically and in many cases not in other markets that we have access to.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.